And then as usual, we'll have one of you brethren can have the opening. 48. Let me take another look at Calvary. No, let me take another look at Calvary. Let me see the place where Jesus died for me. Let the scenes again unfold before me. Till my soul has caught his agony. Let me see the rusty nails through his hands and his feet. I would see him hanging on the tree. For 'twas there he purchased my salvation. It was there he paid my debt for me. Let me take another look at Calvary. Let me see the crown of thorns upon his head. Let me hear the angry mob keep shouting. Crucify until this man is dead. I could see again his friends as they followed afar. I could smell his lonely spirit sigh. I could bathe his bleeding feet with tears. For my soul, the Lord was born to die. Let me take another look at Calvary. Let me see the fountain flowing deep and wide. For it cleanses every sin forever. Just a look and I'll be satisfied. I could see again his side that was wounded for me. I would bow once more to humbly pray. Let me take another look
today. Good evening. That song that we just sung kind of tied in with some thoughts I've had in the last little bit, and thought maybe I could share them here, I guess. Coming home from annual meeting yesterday, we turned, and somewhere between May and Woodward, I noticed a kind of a gateway, metal framework going into a field, and it was on a pretty good angle. Maybe not quite a 45 degree angle, but it was leaning pretty good. And it caught my attention, and the next thought, I guess, on my mind was, which way am I leaning? And I wondered why that was leaning the way it was. And I guess maybe the thought that came to me, I guess, kind of ties in with this morning's thought too, I guess. But just that either the foundation wasn't good, or either when somebody went in there with an implement or something, maybe it hooked it and pulled it over, but there was really no sign of that. But I guess my mind went down just the foundation, and the verse came to me that for no other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And my mind, I guess, went a little bit to what keeps me from going right or left, leaning one way or another? What keeps me in the center? And I guess I thought about Jesus, and I thought about the cross, and I don't know if I'd really thought about it in this way, but Jesus, he was crucified in the middle. He wasn't on the right or the left. He was dead center. And I guess it's just inspired me to think about that the cross is in a sense the magnet that draws us to the middle. When that's my focus, when that's where I'm looking, then I'm going to be going where I need to go. I'm going to be where I need to be. And I thought of that song, "Show Me the Cross and I'll Find My Way Home." Show me the cross and I'll know where to go. When I'm there beneath the cross, I'm no longer lost. Show me the cross and I'll find my way home. Let's kneel for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we turn to you this evening, and we are grateful, Lord, to call upon you, to kneel before you, thankful that we can. Thankful, Lord, for the cross, for your plan of salvation. It's the central theme, Lord. It's the central theme of the Bible. It's where we need to be. It needs to be our focus. And Lord, just pray that we can keep that in view, the sacrifice that was paid. Just go with us this evening. Help us, Lord, as we sing to you, that we can sing praises to you, and that it can lift our hearts, that we can draw closer to you. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Take our green C, turn to 39. 39, Christ our Rock.
So, when the storm clouds around me gather, and I don't know where to go, then I plead to the Rock of Ages. Rock of Ages, hide my soul. Though the angry billows round me roll, I am secure. Christ, our Rock, eternal.
128 in the Green Book. Another song I don't know very well, so.
Do me, there is a story of long ago.
Thank you. Right, Bryson, whom would you choose? Choosh for the next special. All right, okay, we're going to come sing off the projector. You can see here. I mean, it's pretty clear that we've got a different setup here tonight. I don't know if any of you missed it or not, but one of the complaints, you know, with our old way of doing it was on the angle and it would kind of shut out a lot of people. So this ought to allow us, everybody, to see and be a part of it. So it's a little bit of an experiment. What we want to do is we do want to get people to come forward. So we would still like to have somewhat of a group up here. We'll have to kind of leave a lane open here for the projector here. But it's a little bit of experiment to see how it works this way. So if you want to sing, come on out. If someone back there, Darren, if you would want to get the lights. And some of the songs are, like usual, we have a mix of songs. And so some of them are a little bit unfamiliar. And it would be better if we were in a group as opposed to just standing out there. So, come on up. Well, thank you all for coming out tonight. I guess you'll have to give us, us song leaders, your feedback here on this tonight. Just be kind to us. Would there be any announcements? If not, let's stand for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity you've given us here to meet and sing praises to you and meet here in safety and security, Lord, and be able to enjoy the evening. We thank you for the service this morning and just all that we've enjoyed today. We know we are very blessed. We pray that we could take it with us this week. We just pray that you would give us strength to be witnesses for you this week and to be obedient to your Spirit. Be with those among us who are suffering with various health problems. Continue to comfort and guide and provide for the needs, Lord, among us. We just pray that you would go with us tonight and someday home with you in heaven. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.